Papers Read on Finance, with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. A Time-Varying Network for Cryptocurrencies. Authored 2019 by Li Guo, W. Hartle, Yuba Dao. Have K. Max diverging at rate oxygen mononitride. Based on these two results, we can easily find the convergence rate of the component outside of the bracket in error bound being 0, 1, and 2. Taking each component inside the bracket diverges slower than oxygen mononitride, we conclude that the error bound will converge to 0 as n, t plus 0. Remark 4. The uniform upper bound is analogous to the static upper bounds in Binkovich et al. 2017, and Zhang et al. 2018. Abbey et al. 2020, pointed out that these bounds are not tight enough to inform the information gain in combining the network and node attributes. Deshpande et al. 2018, Abbey et al. 2020, and Liu and Sen, 2020, tried to derive the information threshold for exact recovery under static network settings. It is definitely worth another theoretical paper to derive the uniform information bound for dynamic networks, but it is beyond the scope of the current paper. For empirical analysis, we only need consistency to guarantee the performance of our method. In subsequent sections, we will illustrate the improvement of classification accuracy by combining two sets of information through simulations and empirical tests. Monte Carlo simulations, 3.4. To intuitively illustrate the theoretical results intuitively, we carry out several simulation studies using our algorithm and existing clustering methods under different model setups. Our benchmark algorithms for the directed networks are the degree-corrected DSIM, DSIM-DC, by Rowe et al. 2016, and the covariate-assisted DSIM for static networks, CA-DSIM-STC, by Zhang et al. 2018. Since both methods are intended for static networks, we apply them to the adjacency matrix period by period and report the average misclustering rate over time. We set the block probability matrix BT as and set the order of the polynomials for kernel construction at L equals 4 for all simulations. Then, we generate the initial clustering matrices ZR, 1 and 2C, 1 by randomly choosing one entry in each 21 row and assign it to 1. For T equals 2, T, we fix the last NS rows of ZRT1 and ZC, T1 and reassign ones in the first S rows of ZRT1 and ZC, T1, respectively, to mimic the community membership changes. Lastly, we assume that the number of communities KRK's 4 for directed network is known throughout the simulations. The time-invariant node covariates are R equals, in, NT. Dimensional with values X tilde U, 0, 10. We replicate all experiments 1,000 times, and the misclustering rate we report is the temporal average of the misclustering rates, that is, TT1MRI, N and T1-1, M, N. We first examine the clustering performance with a growing network size. The number of vertices in the network varies from 20 to 200 with step size 20. The time span is T10 and the number of membership changes as S equals 10. We summarize the results in figure 5, A, and B. Evidently, as the size of the network increases, the misclustering rates of the CA-DSIM-DIN decrease sharply and dominate both CA-DSIM-STC and DSIM-DC throughout the simulation. The CA-DSIM-STC dominates DSIM-DC in classification accuracy, which is consistent with the argument that some similarity is sufficient for the covariates to assist in the discovery of the graph structure, Binkovich et al., 2017. The dominating performance of CADSIM-DIN over CADISIM-STC proves that historical linkage information is crucial for improving classification accuracy. Next, we check the relative performance for a growing maximum number of community membership changes. Here, we fix the total number of vertices at 200 and vary the community membership changes for each period, S, from 20 to 100 with step size 20. The total number of horizons is T equals 10. We summarize the results in figure 5, C, and D. Evidently, the misclustering rate of our method increases with the number of community membership changes. The benchmark methods are insensitive to the change of community memberships because they estimate communities using a one-period adjacency matrix. Despite the result, our method still achieves the lowest misclustering rate among all methods when the community memberships are relatively stable, S less than N, 2. To perceptually illustrate the supreme accuracy of the dynamic CASC over the benchmark methods, we visualize the block structure of the dynamic network in Figure 6 by drawing the average adjacency matrices over a certain period and sort the rows and columns according to their community labels. Specifically, we simulate a dynamic network of 200 nodes with 4 blocks across 10 periods according to the block probability matrix BT in equation 16, by setting parameter values S equals 10, R equals, lane, NT, and XU, 0, 10. Then, we calculate the average adjacency matrix equals 2223 over 6 periods, 1/6 LA equals 1 IT, and sort the rows and columns jointly according to their community labels. We choose 6 periods because the optimal bandwidth R is chosen as 5 in the simulation. Thus, using 6 periods will lose no information in the kernel. Taking the average adjacency matrix as a 200 by 200 grid, we paint the square with a darker color when it has a larger value. 24 Evidently, the graph with true communities exhibits a clear block structure where each block is associated with reasonable connection frequencies abide by the block probability matrix. All three methods successfully recover the dense blocks in the northwest corner, whereas only the dynamic CASC can recover the less dense blocks in the southeast corner. The simulation results serve as remarkable evidence to confirm the advantages of the dynamic CASC in dealing with dense networks. Empirical communities. Applying the dynamic CASC algorithm to the cryptos network, we classify the crypto network into 4 column communities. We present 3 representative cryptos in each estimated community in Table 1. It shows that as of December 31, 2017, the largest cryptos, BTC, ETH, and LTC, in terms of market capitalization are not necessarily categorized into the same community. For example, although the return patterns of BTC and ETH are closely related, their fundamental attributes are somewhat different. BTC employs SHA-256, while ETH uses KECCAK-256. For comparison, we also report the representative cryptos of each community estimated by DSIM, Roe et al., 2016. It shows that the representative cryptos of each community are pretty different when choosing different classification algorithms, indicating that the DSIM estimated communities could have distinctive features compared to dynamic CASC estimated communities. 25 To evaluate the classification efficiency under empirical settings, we define 2 important measures, the average within and cross community degrees, where NC is the number of cryptos in community C, and N is the total number of cryptos. Intuitively, if the clustering method correctly classifies all cryptos, then the within community degrees should be larger than the cross community degrees, that is, the difference between the two measures should be positive. Table 2 summarizes the average within and cross co-community degrees of network linkages induced by the return cross predictability, the technological similarities, and the joint similarities based on the dynamic CASC and the DSIM, respectively. 26 Consistent with our simulations, the dynamic CASC method shows superior classification efficiency than that of DSIM. It delivers more positive and significant differences in average degrees for all three types of network linkages. More interestingly, even though the DSIM only uses the return information to classify crypto, its performance for classifying return linkages is worse than that of the dynamic CASC, which needs to balance the return and technology information. This striking result proves that technological similarity assists extracting community information from return dynamics by emphasizing the return cross-predictability caused by common technological risk, and thus improves the classification. Economic implications. For this section, we conduct 3 empirical tests to assess the economic contributions of crypto communities to the cryptos market. First, we examine whether the investors can diversify risks better by investing cryptos across different communities than those within the same community. Second, we explore the asset pricing implication of information propagation effects on within-community cryptos by constructing a cross-sectional portfolio that implements an inter-crypto momentum trading strategy. Finally, we dissect the portfolio return on several behavioral factors as falsification tests to support our informational mechanism. Risk diversification. 4.1. Diversification is one of the major components of investment decision-making under risk and uncertainty. Its underlying philosophy is to minimize both the probability of portfolio loss and its severity through multilateral insurance, in which each asset is insured by the remaining assets. Seminal papers by Markowitz, 1952, and Roy, 1952, mathematically formalized the idea of diversification of investment and showed that diversification can reduce risk without changing the expected portfolio returns. According to Rubinstein, 2002, the key ingredient of risk diversification is the return covariance between risky assets that to be selected into the portfolio. The less positively correlated the assets, the lower the probability that the assets suffer losses simultaneously in the same proportion, and the better the protection offered by this multilateral insurance, namely diversification, Kumu, 2020. 27 to testify that crypto communities facilitate risk diversification, we compare the out-of-sample average pairwise return correlations of cryptos within and across the communities. Specifically, we first estimate the crypto communities on each trading day and compute the pairwise Pearson correlation coefficients using the next 7, 1 week, and 30-day, 1 month, crypto returns. Then, we calculate the average within community correlations for each community by averaging the correlation coefficients of the crypto pairs whose members both belong to the focal community. We also obtain the average cross-community correlations for each community by averaging the correlation coefficients of the crypto pairs where only one of the members belongs to the focal community. Ideally, the average within community correlations should be significantly higher than the average cross-community correlations for all communities because the cryptos within the same community share common sources of price and technological shocks. For comparison, we also present the results with the communities being estimated by DSIM. Table 3 summarizes the results, and three findings are obtained. First, the return correlations 28 between cryptos within the same community are, on average, significantly higher than those across communities. For example, in panel A, the average within and cross-community 30-day ahead return correlations for community 1 are 34.5% and 31.7%, respectively. The correlation difference is 2.8%, which is significant at the 1% level with a Nui West adjusted T statistic of 9.0. Economically, the substantial reduction in return correlations suggests that investors can find attractive upside and diversification possibilities through allocating portfolio weights on cryptos from different communities. Second, the dynamic CASC estimated communities exhibit better risk diversification performance than the DSIM estimated communities. In particular, all the dynamic CASC estimated communities possess significantly higher within community return correlations than cross-community return correlations. By contrast, only one DSIM community, Community 3, shows significantly positive differences between the within and cross-community return correlations. The consistent correlation patterns across the dynamic CASC estimated communities make it more convenient for investors to form a diversified crypto portfolio following the cross-community principle. This is also empirical evidence that supports the validity of the dynamic CASC algorithm for community detection in time-varying networks. Finally, the differences between the within and cross-community return correlations are robust to the length of the evaluation window. Specifically, the changes between the 7 and 30-day return correlation differences for dynamic CASC estimated communities are around 0.1%. From practitioners' perspective, a stable return correlation pattern allows the investors to make flexible investment decisions on diversifying shorter long-term risks. In summary, the dynamic CASC estimated communities have meaningful implications for investors' portfolio choices and risk diversification through delivering lower cross-community return correlations robustly across all communities and over different horizons. Momentum spillover 4.2. Since information diffuses gradually across investors, Hong and Stein, 1999, Hong, Lim, and Stein, 2000, the price of an asset may react sluggishly to the arrival of relevant news, information about other assets. This suggests that assets having fundamental similarities will have momentum spillovers, wherein past return of one asset predicts the returns of assets linked to it. Numerous 29 papers have verified such spillovers in the equity market by using a variety of proxies for inter-firm linkages, see, e.g., Moskowitz and Grinblatt, 1999, Cohen and Frazzini, 2008, Mensley and Osbas, 2010, Lee et al., 2019, Ali and Hirschleifer, 2020, Parsons et al., 2020. Similarly, the estimated communities in the cryptos market are designed to optimally capture the information propagation and technological similarities between cryptos. Therefore, we expect the momentum spillover effects to exist within each community in the cryptos market. We construct a long-short portfolio that implements an inter-crypto momentum trading strategy to formally test the momentum spillover effects and justify the information propagation mechanism between similar cryptos in the network. The portfolio is constructed in three steps. First, for each crypto I on day T, we compute the average return of all the other cryptos within the same community, RIT, to form a trading signal. RIT, where C underscore denotes the set of other cryptos that are in the same community as crypto I. Second, we sort cryptos into four quartiles according to the trading signal and label the cryptos in the top, bottom quartile as the winner, loser cryptos. Finally, we buy the winner cryptos and sell the loser cryptos with equal positions at the end of day T and rebalance the trading positions at the end of next trading day. We examine the portfolio return up to 7 days after the signal formation period. The hypothesis is that the information propagation mechanism should predict a drifting return pattern instead of a return reversal. Ideally, The winner-loser cryptos will generate higher, lower returns as the positive-negative shocks transmit through the network linkages between similar cryptos. Table 4 reports the results. Consistent with our hypothesis, the long-short portfolio generates a one-day-ahead average daily return of 1.08%, TSTAT. 12.24, statistically significant at the 1% level. The results exhibit a strong monotonic relationship between past connected crypto returns and future crypto returns. More importantly, the positive portfolio return does not revert over the horizons. The portfolio analysis confirms that our network model and community structure effectively capture the information propagation between cryptos and provide economically significant investment opportunities. 1PJT, C_ILJECI. Say, 30 Behavioral Interpretation, 4.3. The momentum spillover effect evidences strongly that return cross-predictability and technological similarities identify fundamental relationships between cryptos. However, the information propagation mechanism is not the only possibility that could generate the momentum spillover effect. Investors may be slow to carry information across cryptos due to a behavioral bias or constraint. Therefore, we explore three classical behavioral mechanisms commonly used to explain cross-sectional return anomalies, i.e., limit to arbitrage, investor attention, and economic policy uncertainty, to see if they can provide significant explanatory power for the momentum spillover effects in the cryptos market. The first behavioral explanation is the limit to arbitrage. Crypto's market exhibits periods of large, recurrent arbitrage opportunities across exchanges, Makarov and Shor, 2020. According to Schleifer and Vishny, 1997, sophisticated investors would quickly eliminate any return predictability arising from anomalies in a frictionless market without impediments to arbitrage. Hu and Moskowitz, 2005, documented that the asset prices will delay to respond to information due to the impact of market frictions. Therefore, when the crypto's market is more frictional, the information travels slower in the crypto's network, and delayed cryptos will not exhibit price momentum. Analogous to market friction measures in the equity market, Brunnermeier, Nagel, and Peterson, 2008, Brunnermeier and Peterson, 2009, we employ the Crypto's Market Volatility Index, VCRIX, constructed by Kim, Trimburn, and Hartle, 2019, and Ted Spread, Ted, as the market friction indicators. Specifically, the Volatility Index affects the market liquidity, and Ted determines the 31 investors' funding constraints. We split the sample into two subperiods, high and low, by cutting at the median of the market friction indicators. Then, we calculate and report the average portfolio returns within each subperiods in Table 5. Evidently, the average portfolio returns do not exhibit significant differences across the high and low episodes of market frictions. The average portfolio returns are generally more positive, albeit insignificant, when market frictions are lower, which is consistent with Hu and Moskowitz, 2005. In summary, the momentum spillover effect exists regardless of market frictions, indicating that the limit to arbitrage mechanism does not explain our crypto anomalies. The second behavioral explanation is investor attention. Peng and Shang, 2006, pointed out that investors have limited attention and are subject to overconfidence. Therefore, they need to process information to infer the value of cryptos and overestimate the precision of the acquired information due to overconfidence. Guo, Peng, Dao, and Tu, 2021, show that investor attention could spill over along the network linkages. Together, the limited attention, attention spillover, and overconfidence lead to an overreaction-induced momentum effect in the crypto's network. Following Liu and Sivinsky, 2021, we proxy the market-wide investor attention by using the daily Google search volume for the words crypto and cryptocurrency, subtracting its one-month historical average. Considering the leading position of Bitcoin in the crypto's market, Griffin and Shams, 2020, we also proxy the market-wide investor attention with the investor attention paid to Bitcoin, that is, the Google search volume for the word Bitcoin. Then, we repeat the test in Table 5x32, splitting the sample into high and low attention subperiods. The results are presented in Table 6. Clearly, the inter-crypto momentum portfolio returns do not exhibit significant differences in high and low episodes of investor attention. For example, the portfolio generates an average daily return of 1.15% during low Bitcoin attention episodes while retaining a 1.04% average daily return for the high ones. The difference is merely 0.11% and statistically insignificant. The portfolio return patterns under high and low crypto's attention episodes are similar to that of Bitcoin attention. These results imply that investor attention is not the mechanism that drives the momentum spillover effects in the crypto's market. Finally, observing that government policy and crypto prices have a strong synchronization, Demur, Gozgor, Lau, and Veen, 2018. Cheng and Yen, 2020. It is natural to wonder whether the portfolio returns are related to underlying policy uncertainty. By representing uncertainty with investor belief dispersion, disagreement, Atmos and Basic, 2018, theoretically showed that higher disagreement leads to higher average bias and more overvaluation, thereby implying a negative disagreement return relationship, as empirically documented in Brogard and Detzel, 2015. Therefore, more uncertainty leads to lower portfolio returns. To examine this hypothesis, we employ the U.S. and Global Economic Policy Uncertainty Indices, EPU and GEPU, introduced by Baker, Bloom, and Davis, 2016, to examine the portfolio performance in high and low uncertainty subperiods, respectively. Table 7 summarizes the results. It is evident that the portfolio returns are statistically indifferent. 33 Table 7. Economic policy uncertainty in the inter-crypto momentum portfolio returns ent across high and low uncertainty subperiods. Specifically, in high EPU episodes, the portfolio return is 1.15% BPS, whereas it is 1.01% in low EPU episodes. The difference between the portfolio returns is 0.14% with a Nui West adjusted T statistic of 0.77. When replacing the EPU with the GEPU indicator, the difference in portfolio returns remains the same magnitude and statistically insignificant. Both results indicate that policy uncertainty or investor disagreement has no impact on the momentum spillover effects in the cryptos market. In summary, by dissecting the portfolio returns with limit to arbitrage, investor attention, and economic policy uncertainty factors, we falsify the potential behavioral mechanisms that would generate momentum spillover effects in the cryptos market. The joint evidence in the current section and section 4.2 strongly supports that the momentum spillover effects result from information propagation between fundamentally similar cryptos. Conclusions. 5. In this paper, we examine the market segmentation problem and uncover the information propagation mechanism in the cryptos market by constructing a time-varying network of cryptos that combines return cross-os predictability and technological similarities. To analyze this network, we propose a dynamic CASC algorithm for community detection and prove its classification consistency. We demonstrate the performance of our methodology on simulated networks and show that 34 it generally performs better than other state-of-the-art methods. Empirically, we apply dynamic CASC to the cryptos network and obtain 4 latent communities. Based on the estimated communities, we show that investors can better diversify risk through investing in cross-community cryptos and make a daily profit of 1.08% through an inter-crypto momentum trading strategy within the communities. Finally, we dissect the portfolio returns on several behavioral mechanisms, namely limit to arbitrage, investor attention, and economic policy uncertainty, but find no explanatory power. These results confirm that information propagation rather than behavioral bias drives our findings. This paper mainly focuses on the uniform consistency of the classification method. Recent literature has developed inspiring framework for statistical inference on membership profiles as well as on estimation of low-rank matrices, e.g., Fan, Fan, Han, and LV, 2019, Chen, Fan, Ma, and Yan, 2019. It would be an interesting and critical research direction to investigate how to accommodate dynamic networks and time-varying membership in these frameworks. We will leave them to future research. Supplementary materials. The supplementary material contains details about tuning parameter choice, proofs of Theorem 1 in Section 3. Acknowledgements. The authors sincerely thank the editor, Professor Jianqing Fan, an associate editor, and 2 anonymous referees for their helpful and insightful comments that have significantly improved the article. We are also grateful to Ying Chen, Deshan Huang, Oliver Linton, Peter C. B. Phillips, Xuyang Sheng, Vladimir Spokoyny, Liang Junsu, Jun Yu, Yichang Zhang, and all participants of the 2017 Cryptocurrencies in a Digital Economy workshop at Humboldt Universität zu Berlin, the 2018 China Meeting of the Econometric Society, the 2019 Shish 3 Conference on Econometrics, the 2019 Stat of ML Conference, and the 2019 SOFI 12th Annual Conference for their helpful discussions and comments. Funding. The research of Wolfgang K. Hartl is supported by Humboldt Universität zu Berlin Fund IRTG 1792, High Dimensional Non-Stationary Time Series, and the Czech Science Foundation under Grant No. 19-28231X. 3536. Biometrica. 37-38-39-40-41-42-43. Abstract. Cryptocurrencies return cross-predictability and technological similarity yield information on risk propagation and market segmentation. To investigate these effects, we build a time-varying network for cryptocurrencies, based on the evolution of return cross-predictability and technological similarities. We develop a dynamic covariate-assisted spectral clustering method to consistently estimate the latent community structure of cryptocurrency's network that accounts for both sets of information. We demonstrate that investors can achieve better risk diversification by investing in cryptocurrencies from different communities. A cross-sectional portfolio that implements an inter-crypto momentum trading strategy earns a 1.08% daily return. By dissecting the portfolio returns on behavioral factors, we confirm that our results are not driven by behavioral mechanisms. 1. Introduction. 1. The invention of Bitcoin has spurred the creation of many cryptocurrencies, cryptos hereafter, commonly known as altcoins. According to the statistics available at CoinOr.com, as of July 2021, a total of 5,982 cryptos, coins and tokens, are actively traded worldwide, with a total market capitalization of over $1.2 trillion. The growing number of cryptos provides investors with more alternatives to form crypto portfolios that deliver potentially higher Sharpe ratios, Markowitz, 1952, Roy, 1952, Sharpe, 1966. Therefore, it is essential to understand the interrelationships between the cryptos for achieving optimal investment decisions. For traditional assets, a natural starting point is to compare their fundamental similarities. For example, we can rely on industrial classifications based on business operations, e.g., Standard Industrial Classification, SIC, and the Global Industry Classification Standard, GICS, our product differentiation, Hoberg and Phillips, 2016, to infer the similarity between stocks. Unlike stocks and many other traditional assets, the fundamentals of cryptos are difficult to determine as they neither deliver dividends nor release accounting information. In addition, many investors invest in cryptocurrencies because they believe in the blockchain technology embodied in these digital coins, Liu, Sheng, and Wang, 2021. However, because of the open-source nature of blockchain technology, technological similarities could be uninformative since many clone coins are using the same technology but have utterly different price trajectories. To resolve the dilemma, we introduce a novel method to classify cryptos by adding the return cross-predictability to technological similarities. The benefits are twofold. First, return cross-predictability provides timely information to understand the dynamics of market structure in the information propagation across financial assets, Mensley and Osbas, 2010. Second, the returns embody investors' beliefs, which is crucial in classifying cryptos or other hard-to-value financial assets, Detzel, Liu, Strauss, Zhou, and Zhu, 2021. We naturally employ a directed time-varying network to model the evolution of return cross-predictability and contextualize the cryptos with the technological characteristics. Using network analysis, we develop a dynamic covariate-assisted spectral clustering, CASC, method, which accommodates important network features, such as degree heterogeneity, directionality, and time-varying membership, to systematically study the interrelationships between cryptos. We also provide a theory and conduct extensive simulations to illustrate the classification consistency of our method. 2. We carry out 3 empirical tests to illustrate the economic contribution of the crypto communities. First, we demonstrate that the investors can achieve better risk diversification by investing in cross-community cryptos. Classical portfolio theory, Markowitz, 1952, Roy, 1952, suggests that investors can achieve the expected portfolio return with a lower risk variance by investing in less positively correlated assets. Therefore, we calculate and compare the within and cross-community average pairwise return correlations using 7-day and 30-day future crypto returns. It shows that the return correlations between cryptos within the same community are, on average, significantly higher than those across communities. The pattern is robust to different evaluation time horizons and only valid for dynamic CASC estimated communities. Second, to formally test the information propagation effects within crypto communities, we form a cross-sectional portfolio that implements an inter-crypto momentum trading strategy. Prior literature has documented that, due to information propagation, assets that have fundamental similarities will have momentum spillovers, wherein past return of one asset predicts the returns of assets linked to it, see, e.g., Moskowitz and Grinblatt, 1999, Cohen and Frazzini, 2008, Mensley and Osbas, 2010, Li, Sun, Wang, and Zhang, 2019, Ali and Hirschleifer, 2020, Parsons, Sabatucci, and Titman, 2020. Based on this argument, we construct a trading signal for each crypto using the average returns of the rest of cryptos in the same community. We sort the cryptos into quartiles according to the trading signals and implement a momentum trading strategy through simultaneously buying the cryptos in the top quartile and selling the cryptos in the bottom quartile. It shows that the trading strategy generates a one-day ahead average daily return of 1.08%, and the return does not revert in a week. Finally, we explore the behavioral mechanisms, such as limit to arbitrage, investor attention, and macro uncertainty, as alternative explanations to momentum spillover effects. Specifically, we split the whole sample into high and low episodes of the behavioral factors by cutting off at their medians. It shows that the momentum portfolio returns exist regardless of these factors, indicating that behavioral mechanisms could not be the drivers of momentum spillover effects. This paper makes several fundamental contributions to the empirical understanding of the cryptos market. To the best of our knowledge, our paper is the first to establish a crypto network and study the cryptos market segmentation problem using community detection. In addition, we are among the first to empirically justify the importance of crypto technologies in determining three crypto prices. By creatively combining the return cross-predictability and technological similarities, we identify the community pattern between cryptos and document an inter-crypto momentum spillover effect, which is direct evidence for network effects studied in Sokin and Shang, 2020, and Kong, Li, and Wang, 2021b. Our paper also contributes to community detection methods in network analysis by extending the spectral clustering method to identify communities in a time-varying network in the presence of both time-varying memberships and node covariates. This paper is closely related to a rapidly growing literature on the empirical asset pricing of cryptocurrencies. YourMac, 2017, is the first paper to study the economic implications of blockchain in the context of corporate governance. Makarov and Shore, 2020, investigated cross-exchange crypto arbitrage and document a sizable price difference between exchanges. Griffin and Shams, 2020, analyzed the wallet-level blockchain data and examined the price manipulation in Bitcoin. Liu and Sivinsky, 2021, provided a comprehensive analysis of the risk-return trade-off of cryptos. Liu, Sivinsky, and Wu, 2021, examined the cross-section of crypto and construct a three-factor model. Liu, Marsh, Mazza, and Petitjan, 2021, explored the factor structure in both crypto returns and volatility and established nine stylized facts in the cryptos market. Our paper provides new insights into the fundamentals of the cryptos market structure by dividing cryptos into different communities and document an inter-crypto momentum spillover effect. Our paper contributes to the literature on community detection. Namely, community detection is one of the central problems in network analysis, and various algorithms have been proposed to solve this problem. For global approaches, there are spectral clustering, Rowe, Chatterjee, and Yu, 2011, Lay and Ronaldo, 2015, Jin, 2015, Joseph and Yu, 2016, Rowe, Chin, and Yu, 2016, Gao, Ma, Zhang, and Zhou, 2018, Penske and Zhang, 2019, Zhou and Omni, 2019, and convex relaxations via semi-definite programs, SDPs, Kai and Li, 2015, Chen and Xu, 2016, Hayek, Wu, and Xu, 2016a, b, Omni and Levina, 2018, Li, Chen, and Xu, 2021. For local approaches, there are acyclic belief propagation, ABP, Dissel, Kurzakala, Moore, and Zadeberova, 2011, Bayesian MCMC and variational Bayes, Nowicki and Snyders, 2001, Solis, Dodan, and Pierre, 2012, Bickel, Choi, Chong, and Zhang, 2013, Matthias and Mealy, 2017, Wang and Bickel, 2017, Profile Likelihood, Bickel and Chen, 2009, Zhao, Levina, and Zhu, 2012, and pseudo-likelihood maximization, Omni, Chen, Bickel, and Levina, 2013, Zhou and Omni, 2020. Our method modifies the spectral clustering algorithm to incorporate historical network structures, time-varying membership, and node covari fora tesh. The simulation confirms its superior classification accuracy over state-of-the-art methods. In addition, our paper echoes the literature that utilizes auxiliary information for network analysis, contextual network analysis. One strand of literature has tried to understand the network dependencies with the assistance of covariates, Zhou, Lan, Wang, and Tsai, 2017, Lan, Feng, Wang, and Tsai, 2018, Zhou, Lan, Li, and Tsai, 2021, Zhao, Lu, Wang, and Leng, 2021, Zhu, Kai, and Ma, 2021. Another strand of literature has studied the community detection under the contextual setting, Zhang, Levina, and Zhu, 2016. Wang and Feng, 2016. Binkovich, Vogelstein, and Ro, 2017. Ma and Ma, 2017. Zhang, Pu Bert, Wells, K.O.C. Michalska, and Ro, 2018. Deshpande, Sen, Montanari, and Masel, 2018. Mu, Mealy, Hao, Cape, Athreya, and Preeb, 2020. Abby, Fan, and Wang, 2020. Yan and Sarkar, 2020. Esmaili, Saad, and Nosratania, 2021. Our paper is closely related to Binkovich et al., 2017, and Zhang et al., 2018, where we extend the covariate-assisted spectral clustering method to estimate a time-varying community structure. The remainder of the paper is organized as follows. In Section 2, we construct a time-varying network contextualized by crypto fundamentals to model the information propagation in the cryptos market. In Section 3, we develop the dynamic covariate-assisted spectral clustering algorithm to estimate the crypto communities and demonstrate its effectiveness via both theory and simulations. In Section 4, we explore the economic implications of the crypto communities. We present our conclusions in Section 5. All proofs and technical details are provided in the supplementary appendix. The R codes to implement the algorithms are available at Quant.net, search keywords, CASC. Construction of the Cryptocurrencies Network 2 Network of Information Propagation. 2.1. Traditional asset pricing theory states that the cross-predictability of asset returns reflects the correlations in the fundamental determinants caused by common information of the future cash flows or discount rates, Mensley and Osbas, 2010. Extensive literature has applied network analysis to the equity market to gain insights about information propagation and spillover of behavioral bias across the firms, C., e.g., Cohen and Frazzini, 2008, Aobdia, Kasky, and Ozell, 2014, Asimoglu, Azdagler, and Tabaz Salehi, 2015, Herskovic, 2018, Chen, Hartle, and Okran, 2019. Most five recently, Sakin and Shang, 2020, and Kong, Li, and Wang, 2021a, Kong et al., 2021b, develop models for platform tokens and study their network effects caused by decentralization. Based on the above literature, we find it essential to adopt a network view on the crypto market to study how price information or shock transfers from one crypto to another. Following Mensley and Osbas, 2010, we model the information propagation in the cryptos network using the return cross-predictability. We collect the historical daily prices, trading volumes, and contract attributes, e.g., algorithm, proof type, age, total coins, etc., of the top 400 cryptos in market capitalization as of December 31, 2018 from an interactive platform, CryptoCompare.com, with free API access. The sampling period is from January 1, 2016 to December 31, 2018. After excluding cryptos under 1 year old or with incomplete price and contract information, we obtain a sample of 182 cryptos. To form the linkages between cryptos, we regress a crypto's current return on the other crypto's lagged returns in a 360-day, 1 year, rolling window. We employ the adaptive lasso, ZO, 2006, to select the significant regressors and to estimate their coefficients simultaneously, where ROD is the standardized return for crypto J, O, 63, 1. N is the adaptive lasso estimate, D are non-negative regularization parameters, and UI, J are the weights corresponding to BI, J, for J1. N in the penalty term. Conventionally, one defines GI, J1 16th 1917 with some Y greater than 0, where but denotes the coefficient estimated by ordinary least squares. The lasso technique yields an active set that has parental influence on the focal crypto. Thus, we obtain an adjacency matrix for each period, at T1. T. Figure 1 presents a sub-network of 20 cryptos with linkages estimated by regression, 1, on selected dates in January 2018. Three critical features can be observed from the return inferred network structure. First, the return cross-predictability is changing over time. For instance, the linkage between BTC and NMR on January 1 vanishes on January 5, and the predictive relationship between BTS and DGB on January 1 reverts on January 5. These observations indicate that information propagation is not always monodirectional or continues to exist between cryptos. Second, the return cross-predictability induces a sparse network structure, that is, many isolated ... 6-7 cryptos with no linkages in the network. The examples include BBR and Steam on January 1, BBR, Blitz, BTC, and LSK on January 5, BBR on January 15, BBR, Omni, and BTCD on January 31. The sparsity is an important feature that may create many challenges for conducting an in-depth analysis of the network structure, such as community detection, network formation modeling, network differential tests, and so forth. To resolve this issue, we need to explore new information sources to identify additional linkages between cryptos or apply advanced statistical methods designed for analyzing sparse networks. In fact, we use both strategies in the later analyses. Finally, a larger market capitalization does not imply a leading position in return cross-predictability. For example, the largest three cryptos, BTC, LTC, and ETH, predict fewer crypto returns than CLAM on January 5th and LSK on January 15th. These observations suggest that return cross-predictability is a noisy estimator for uncovering the authentic connections between cryptos, which motivates us to seek additional information sources to form crypto linkages so that the noises could cancel out with each other when we conduct a combinatorial analysis for the crypto's network. Contextualization with technology, 2.2. As pointed out by Liu et al., 2021, although cryptos do not distribute dividends or release accounting information, many investors invest in them simply because they believe blockchain technology is an important innovation, and cryptos are assets that represent a stake in the future of this technology. Specifically, there are two building blocks for blockchain technology: hashing algorithms and consensus mechanism, or proof types. Algorithm, which is short for the hashing algorithm, plays a central role in determining the crypto's security. For each crypto, there is a hash function in mining. For example, Bitcoin, BTC, uses double SHA-256 and Litecoin, LTC, uses Scrypt. As security is one of the most important features of cryptos, the hashing algorithm naturally in terms of trust determines the intrinsic value of a crypto. In the example above, the Scrypt system was used with cryptos to improve upon the SHA-256 protocol. The SHA-256 preceded the Scrypt system and was the basis for BTC. Specifically, Scrypt was employed as a solution to prevent specialized hardware from brute force efforts to outmine others. Thus, Scrypt-based altcoins require on average more computing effort per unit than the equivalent coin using SHA-256. The relative difficulty of the algorithm confers a 8 relative value. Proof types, or proof system, protocol, is an economic measure to deter denial of service attacks and other service abuses such as spam on a network by requiring some work from the service requester, usually the equivalent to processing time by a computer. For each crypto, at least one of the protocols will be chosen as a transaction verification method. For example, BTC and Ethereum, ETH, currently use the proof of work, POW, whereas Diamond, DMD, and Blackcoin use the proof of stake, POS. POW-based cryptos such as BTC use mining the solving of computationally intensive puzzles to validate transactions and create new blocks. In Polonium-2 sulfide-based cryptos, the creator of the next block is chosen through various combinations of random selection and wealth, in terms of crypto, or age, i.e., the stake. In summary, the proof protocol determines the reliability, security, and effectiveness of the transactions. Recent literature has tried to model the mining process and different proof types under a theoretical framework. Many papers, e.g., Biais, Bissier, Bouvard, and Casamata, 2019, Easley, O'Hara, and Basu, 2019, Kong, He, and Li, 2021, have studied mining activities and transaction costs and their implications for crypto prices. Among them, Pignota, 2020, is the first to build an equilibrium model embedding a security channel that leads to multiple equilibria. Abadi and Brunnermeyer, 2018, Budish, 2018, and Hinzen, John, and Sala, 2019, studied the limitations and the pricing implications of the POW mechanism, while Fandi, Kogan, and Viswanath, 2019, and Sala, 2021, explored the POS mechanism. Based on these models, we conjecture that the technological similarities could be vital for understanding the interrelationships between cryptos. We collect the algorithm and proof type information for each crypto in our sample and contextualize the network induced by return cross-predictability with the technological similarities between cryptos. For illustration, we plot the sub-network in Figure 2 using the same cryptos as in Figure 1, where the linkages are formed if the cryptos share at least one fundamental characteristic. For example, LTC and Doge are linked because they both adopt the Scrypt algorithm. Evidently, due to the limited choices of algorithms and proof types, the cryptos are more likely to connect with each other when using technological similarities to form linkages. Intuitively, the network will be denser if we naively link cryptos either by return cross-predictability or technological similarity, such as adding linkages in subfigure C of Figure 2 to each subfigure of Figure 1. In the following 9 section, we will discuss how to combine the two sets of information in a more sophisticated manner. In summary, we have built a time-varying cryptos network that characterizes both return cross 10 predictability and technological similarity between cryptos. The price shocks, e.g., policy changes, macro events, etc., will travel through return-based linkages, while technological shocks, e.g., innovation, security breaches, etc., will travel through technology-based connections. In the following sections, we will investigate deeper on the interrelationships between cryptos based on this network. Communities in the cryptocurrencies network 3 classical empirical studies on asset pricing have pointed out the importance of market segmentation in generating heterogeneous prices of risk and profitable trading strategies. However, most of them use ex-ante information, such as industry, listing exchange, and geography, to conjecture market segments, see, e.g., FAMA and French, 1993, FAMA, French, Booth, and Sinquefield, 1993, Forster and Caroli, 1999, Griffin, 2002. Recently, Patton and Weller, 2019, proposed a data-driven method, M algorithm, to cluster stocks with similar risk prices and provide strong evidence of market segmentation across all portfolios, factor pricing models, and time periods. Based on these findings, we deduct market segmentation also plays an important role in understanding the risks and returns of cryptos and would like to cluster cryptos under the network framework. A standard framework for studying clustering effect, that is, community detection, in a network setting is the stochastic block model, SBM, proposed by Holland, Lasky, and Leinhardt, 1983. Using this framework, we can represent the adjacency matrices stochastically via a block structure and adopt spectral clustering to identify latent communities. Binkovich et al., 2017, and Zhang et al., 2018, showed that, by introducing covariate assistance, they could improve the classification accuracy of the spectral clustering method under static network settings. This section presents an extension of the covariate-assisted spectral clustering, CASC, algorithm to deal with the time-varying directed networks. Theoretical justifications and simulations demonstrate the consistency of this method. Dynamic contextual stochastic block model, 3.1. As return cross-predictability between any two cryptos could be monodirectional, we consider a time-varying network defined as a sequence of random-directed graphs with n nodes, gn, t, 11t equals 1. T, on the vertex set vn equals, v1, v2. Vn, which does not change over time. For each period, we model the directed network structure with an adjacency matrix at which is mostly asymmetric, that is, Bernoulli, pt, I, j, if I plus j at I, j, equals 2, O, if I smiley face, where p, I, j, equals pr, af, I, j, equals 1. The adjacency matrix it records the pattern of edges that are induced by crypto return cross predictability in network at time t, if there is an edge starting from node ie, 1, n, and ending at node j, 1, n, ie, I plus j, then at I, j, equals 1, otherwise, at I, j, equals 0. Thus, the ith row of at records how crypto I predicts other cryptos, sending edges, and the jth column of at records how crypto j is predicted by other cryptos, receiving edges. To model the community structure, the probabilities of a connection pt, I, j, at period t are partitioned into blocks. Let the block probability matrix in each period be bt euro, reference 0, 1, krx kc with rank k equals min, kr, kc. In particular, let us denote ZR, it is the row community label of node I at time t and ZC, it is the column community label of node J at time t, respectively. Then, KRKC, then PT, I, J, equals B1, ZR, it, ZC, JT, equals B1, KR, KC. Hence, for any t, 1, t, we can obtain the population adjacency matrix, and ZCJT, def, A, E, A, equals ZR, BZC, where ZR, E, 0, 1, NXKR and ZC, TE, 0, 1, NXKO are the row clustering matrices and column clustering matrices, respectively. Notably, there is only one 1 in each row and at least one 1 in each column of each clustering matrix. The co-clustering of the adjacency matrix yields two partitions of the same set of nodes. The row communities contain nodes with similar sending patterns, and the column communities contain nodes with similar receiving patterns. Chin and Rowe, 2013, and Joseph and Yu, 2016, showed that the regularization of adjacency matrix can substantially improve the spectral clustering performance, especially for sparse networks. Therefore, we define the regularized graph Laplacian LRTERNXN for the directed network as L5, 4 equals DRAAD, 2. If ZR, IT, 3, 4, 12 where Dr, and DC, T are diagonal matrices with DRI, I, I, equals minus 1A, 1, J, plus TR, and DOR, I, equals minus 1A, J, I, plus TC, T, where TR.4 and TC, are set to be the average row and column degrees at each period, respectively. To contextualize the network with the technological similarities between cryptos, we introduce the covariate matrix XE, 0, 1, and XR, where each row of X denotes a crypto, and each column denotes a type of technology. Thus, X, I, J, equals 1 if crypto I adopts technology J and is 0 otherwise. Following Binkovich et al., 2017, we assume the covariate X also reflects the row and column clusters information, that is, let Mr. E, reference 0, 1, KRXR and Mc, TE, reference 0, 1, KCXR denote the covariate expectation matrix for row and column clusters in each period T, respectively, then the population covariate matrix is 10 equals E, 10 equals ZR, plus MR, T. Then, we combine return cross-predictability and technological similarities between cryptos by constructing a similarity matrix from regularized graph Laplacian LT, T and covariate matrix X, that is, for each T equals 1. T, where at Euro, 0, 00, is the tuning parameter that controls for the informational balance between return cross-predictability and technological similarities, and W plus is a time-varying weight matrix that controls for the degree of technological similarities. The setup in equation 6 addresses several extensions of existing methods. First, W4 creates a time-varying interaction between different covariates. For instance, we may think of different refined algorithms that have the same origin. Such inheritance relationships will potentially lead to an interaction between the cryptos. In addition, as shown in Figure 3, some algorithms may become more popular over time, while the others may be near extinction. Thus, this interaction would also change over time. Second, we can easily select covariates by setting certain elements of W7 to 0. This is necessary as it helps us to model the evolution of technologies. At some point in time, some technology may disappear due to upgrades or cracking. Therefore, W4 offers us the flexibility to exclude covariates. Finally, due to the open-source nature of the blockchain, ZC, MC, T. 5 equals 13 crypto developers can easily copy and paste the source code and launch a new coin without any costs. Consequently, we observe a high degree of homogeneity in the cryptos market. However, this homogeneity does not necessarily result in a cross-predictability of prices. Some cryptos are negatively correlated. In this case, we may set W plus, I, to be negative, and C, will eventually bring the cryptos with different technologies closer in the similarity matrix. Following Carrer and Newman, 2011, we employ degree correction to allow for heterogeneous degrees. Specifically, we introduce two sets of degree parameters XR, VF, 42, VR, and QC equals V, V2, UF, so that the edge probability are given by PT, I, J, equals VVB, 1, 3. Under the restriction that then, the population adjacency matrix for dynamic degree corrected contextual stochastic block equals 14. Model, DCCBM, is as equals E, A, equals RZRZUC. Where Y is equals DOG, 48, SE, R, C, and the population regularized graph Laplacian is L1, T equals Dr. PA plus dot, 2. Therefore, the population similarity matrix is Saint where Q equals XW plus XT. By construction, we know that drive, X, I, equals minus 1149 which controls for the number, IJ, of the parents of node J, and that DC, T, J, equals 2 to 2, 107 V equals 1, J right pointing arrow I, which controls the number of the offspring of node J. To analyze the asymmetric adjacency matrix at caused by directional information, Rho et al. 2016. Proposed using the singular value decomposition instead of eigencomposition for the regularized graph Laplacian. The intuition behind this methodology is to use both the eigenvectors of 175,411, 4 and L1415, T, which contains information about the number of common parents, and the number of common offsprings, that is, for each T1. T. Therefore, the column communities consist of cryptos that receive similar price and technology shocks, common parents, and the Ro communities contain cryptos transmitting shocks to similar cryptos, common offspring. 3.2 Dynamic covariate assisted spectral clustering. When setting up a dynamic covariate assisted spectral clustering algorithm, we face two major difficulties. I. Determining the interactive weights we between covariates and E. Estimating the 7, 8, LT, T plus at Q, 9, plus Tri, plus TC, T, 15 similarity matrix with time-varying network information. For the first issue, we use the adoption rates to present the popularity of the crypto technology. Specifically, for any two technologies, algorithms or proof types, A and B at time T, we have NAT, W, A, B, equals where N is the total number of cryptos in the market, N, and NY are the numbers of cryptos that adopt technology A and B, respectively. Intuitively, the weight is greater when the technologies are more popular among the cryptos, indicating a higher strength of technological similarity. For the second issue, we follow Penske and Zhang, 2019, by constructing the estimator of Street with a discrete kernel to bring in historical linkage information. Specifically, we first pick an integer r greater than 0, obtain a set of integers fr, r, 0, and assume that wre, I, less than wmax, where wmax is independent of r and I, and satisfies by construction, the wr, L is a discretized version of the order L optimal continuous boundary kernel that weighs only the historical observations, Gasser and Muller, 1979. Altman, 1990. As shown in Figure 4, the kernel assigns more recent similarity matrices higher scores. To choose an optimal bandwidth R, Penske and Zhang, 2019, proposed an adaptive estimation procedure using Lepsky, Mammon, and Spokoiny, 1997. We employ the same method, see Supplement Appendix A, and construct the estimator for the smooth similarity matrices, 1 fill i.e. fr. Saint, r, equals remark 1, different from Penske and Zhang, 2019, we only apply a boundary kernel on the historical similarity matrices for community detection. The changes are to avoid the look-ahead bias, Kahn and Kirikos, 1995, in asset pricing inference in subsequent sections. Once we obtain Street, r, we create a singular value decomposition of Saint, r, ue, VT for each T equals 1, 2, T. As Lay and Ronaldo, 2015, discussed, the matrix UMI now have more than K. NB, T, 10, XNTNT. We, I, ST, 12, equals 16 distinct rows due to the degree correction, whereas the rows of U still only point to at most K directions. Therefore, we apply the spherical clustering algorithm to find a community structure among the rows of the normalized matrix WIT with WIT, I, asterisk, equals, I, asterisk, ut, I, asterisk. More specifically, we consider the following spherical K-median spectral clustering, where U is some rotation matrix. In the last step, we extend Scott to obtain ZERT by adding NNR canonical unit row vectors at the end. Int is the estimate of ZRT from this method. Same techniques are applied to UA to obtain column communities. We summarize the detailed steps in algorithm 1. Classification consistency, 3.3. In the subsequent analysis, we illustrate that the dynamic CASC achieves classification consistency uniformly over time. We first make some assumptions on the graph that generates the dynamic 1718 network. The major assumption required here is assortativity, which ensures that the nodes within the same community are more likely to share an edge than nodes in two different communities. Assumption 1. The time-varying network is composed of a series of assortative graphs that are generated under the stochastic block model with covariates, where the block probability B, K, K, greater than B, K, K, VK, plus K. Intuitively, the more frequent the community membership changes, the less stable the network will be. Consequently, it becomes harder to utilize the information from the historical and future network structures to detect the communities in the present network structure. In assumption 2, we restrict the maximum number of nodes that switch memberships, S, to some finite number. Based on this assumption, the proportion of nodes that switch their membership shrinks to zero as the size of the network grows to infinity. Additionally, we can easily bind the dynamic behavior of clustering matrices, ZR, T plus R, ZR, T or ZC, T plus R, ZC, T, by noting that there are at most RS non-zero rows in the differenced matrix. Assumption 2. At most, S less than O number of nodes can switch their memberships between any consecutive time instances. Assumption 3. For 1 less than K less than K, less than K, let street T, T denote the time instance, there exists a function F, K, K, such that bridge, K, K, equals F, street, K, K, and F, K, K. EECB, L, where E, B, L, is a holder class of functions F, on, reference 0, 1, such that F, are L times differentiable and with L being the largest integer smaller than SS. Assumption 3 states that neither the connection probabilities nor the community memberships change drastically over the horizons. Finally, to guarantee the performance of ERCLI ring method, we impose some conditions to regularize the behavior of the covariate matrix and the eigenvalues of the similarity matrices. Assumption 4. Define D equals INFT, min, min, doctor, T, I, minimum, DC, T, I, as the minimum average degree. Then, for any E euro, 0, 1, assume, 19 remark 2. Assumption 4 embodies several important conditions for classification consistency. Condition, I, indicates the graph should be at least semi-dense. Condition, E, ensures the population eigengap to be greater than the maximum of the absolute difference between the sum of covariate variances within a block and the mean of the sums across all blocks, which means covariate similarities will not dominate the clustering results. Following Rowe et al., 2016, we define the R misclustered and C misclustered vertices as where C7, plus and C, for PER, C, are the community centroids of the ITH node at time T generated using the K-medians clustering on the left, right singular vectors and the population left, right singular vectors, respectively. Theorem 1. Let 11, 4 greater than 12, T greater than K, T greater than 0 be the K-min, K-R, K-C, largest singular values of S let ZR, MN, KR, ZC, EMN, KC, and PMAX equals max, max, ZR ZR.1, E, max, L, Z0, 120.4, U, denote the size of the largest block over the horizons. Then, under assumptions 1 to 4 and KR less than KC, the misclustering rate satisfies with a probability of at least 1 euro, where K, max max T, K, T, C2, E, 26, 2 plus euro, 2, C3, 8, 2, 7, 2 plus 8, 2, B equals V3 in, 1, 6, N, T, E. Mr., Me, and YC are defined by equation, S5, S20, and, S18, in the supplementary appendix, respectively. Remark 3. The upper bounds on misclustering rates obtained in the theorem 1 are non-asymptotic. To justify the asymptotic behavior of the misclustering rates, following Rowe et al., 2016, we first have Mr. equals O, VK, N, and Me equals O, VK, N. Then, following Fan, Liao, and Minchova, 2013, we equals 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 20. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.finance.